Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
When was the last time you thanked God for your healthcare? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
6:45, quarter till 7, Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by Melanie Dickman, a lecturer at the Center for Aviation Studies at The Ohio State University, a three-time graduate from The Ohio State University. Good morning, Melanie. How are you?
I'm great this morning. How are you?
I'm well. Is it Dr. Dickman or is it?
It is not. You can just call me Melanie.
All right, Melanie, let me ask you this. You're a three-time graduate of The Ohio State University?
I sure am.
I would think you'd know the words of the fight song then.
Yeah.
Can I hear a little bitty bit of it, please? Just a little bitty bit.
Oh, gosh. Not in public.
Okay. All right. Just thought I'd ask. Let's talk about air traffic controllers. You are.
Yeah, it's always worth an ask.
You are, huh?
It is always worth an ask.
Yeah, you never know. You never know what people are going to do. Tell me about what the situation is with air traffic controllers in the country.
Oh, gosh. Do you have a few hours?
I do. Absolutely. I'll clear the schedule till 10 o'clock if you like, Melanie, for you. But at the end of it, you're going to have to sing the fight song.
Oh, yeah. Then I won't take up all your time.
Okay.
So we'll just keep it to the allotted time set.
All right. Tell me seriously, what's going on with air traffic controllers?
There is a lot going on with air traffic controllers right now. Gosh. So where do you want me to start?
Let's talk about the current situation and the government shutdown and work back from there.
Okay, fantastic. Yeah, the government shutdown is definitely impacting them so much. As you know, it's air traffic control is one of the most high stress jobs that you can possibly have. And they're responsible for so many lives. They're responsible for keeping everybody safe in the skies. And right now, they're showing up and not getting paid to do that. So they're looking at their third missed paycheck right now of just $0. So they get the pay stub and everything, and it just says zero. And they're expected right now to be keeping track of their own hours that they worked. And eventually, they're supposed to get back pay, but it's not going to be immediate, unfortunately. So these controllers still have bills to pay. Back pay really doesn't help pay the mortgage. It doesn't pay off the credit cards. And then when you're looking at, hey, there's a big lag in between when you're working and when you're getting paid, you're still going to have to be responsible for the interest on that you're missing. So inevitably, they're going to come out behind.
If an air traffic controller were, and you know, you train these people and so forth, and you lecture in this, if they were to leave to get another job, what would they do? What would be a good fit for an air traffic controller?
There are actually a lot of them doing just that. So they normally see, on just an average year, they're going to see about 4 or 5 retirements a day. And that's just when
really?
Controllers hit. Yeah, that's
wow.
just when they're hitting the mandatory retirement age.
Which is?
So, you know, I think there's 56.
Okay. And that's so, because of, let me interrupt for a second, if I may, can, Melanie. And
sure.
that's because they feel as though at 56, people lose the cognitive function that they need to be an effective air traffic controller, or because of time
that
on
was,
the job. Tell me where that number came from.
Yeah, so it's a little bit of a lot of different things. The original studies were saying that, yes, you do lose some of the reaction time, the cognitive abilities. It's just difficult to do the job. But honestly, also, most of the controllers are ready to retire at that point anyway. Mm-hmm. It's just, it's the job itself is so intense. And so they just, they're ready. So you've got that mandatory age that you've got to be out. Now, some of them go into consulting. Some of them go back into management of some sort. So they're not really retiring. They're just retiring from being on position.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't really help the workforce who has to work the traffic. And then you have people who have put in their 30 years or so and said, you know what, I'm ready to retire, I'm eligible, and I'm going to go. But so you've got those two groups, but now you have a third and fourth group who, that third group is these mid-level career air traffic controllers who are saying, you know what, pay has been an issue for a while now. Our raises have not even remotely kept up with inflation, and I can go get paid somewhere else for fewer hours, a better quality of life. I'm going to be able to go see my kids and their dance recitals and their soccer games, and I'm not going to have to work these 60-hour weeks. You know, they're working 10 hours a day, 6 days a week.
This is normally or with the government? Normally or with the government shutdown?
Oh, no, this is normal.
Let me take a break. I want to pick it up right there. I want to talk about hours, quality of life, and what kind of remuneration they get, because a lot of people think, I believe, that air traffic controllers are independently wealthy, and I don't think that's the case at all. We're talking to Melanie Dickman.
That's absolutely not the case.
All right, we'll pick it up when we come back. Lecture at the Center for Aviation Studies at The Ohio State University, 650, 10 till 7, traffic now, WWL. When was the last time you had your air conditioning ducts cleaned? If, like me, the house was built in 1993, I'm guessing the answer is never. I have never had mine clean, and the people from Gulf State Services are going to come out next week and clean them for me, take some pictures first, and show me what's in there, and I'm sure I'm going to be disgusted. If you could see what's in there, layers of dust, mold, dead bugs, maybe even some rodent droppings, you would be disgusted as well. And we're breathing that in every day, even while we eat and sleep, and it can make us feel tired and run down, and we blame it on allergies, but maybe it's because we got filthy ducts. Your air ducts and whole air conditioning system should be cleaned out every 3 to 5 years, but again, if you're like me, the answer is never. It's never been cleaned out. You're breathing all that stuff in every day, so if you or your family members are always finding yourselves feeling run down or sick, or maybe every time the air comes on you don't feel right, why don't you call Gulf States Services? Locally owned, the number one trusted name in duct cleaning, mold remediation, and water damage restoration from Louisiana to the Florida Panhandle. Call Marcus. You're going to like doing business with them. Locally owned, locally operated, a family business. Gulf States Services LLC.com. That's the website. You can go to 504-944, or call them rather, at 504-944-3003. Gulf States Services Group LLC, professional duct cleaning and mold removal for a safer, healthier home. Call Marcus. You can love doing business with them. Gulf States Services LLC.com, or call 504-944-3003.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature.
where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Well, you don't have to sing it, but we'll play it for you, the Ohio State University fight song. Melanie Dickman, our guest, lecturer at the Center for Aviation Studies at The Ohio State University. We're talking about the life of an air traffic controller, quality of life, how much they get paid, the hours, et cetera. What is that like, Melanie, for people that, A, either are thinking about going into it, or B, might have a misconception about what it's really like?
So, yeah, that's a really great question. The controllers I know, and it's really important for people to understand that out of all of the controllers I've spoken to, my dad was one of them, my husband's one of them, they love their job. They love what they do. They're professionals. They got into it for a reason. So they really, really want to do a good job, and they really need to get paid to do this job. But they are really chronically understaffed, so that just really becomes an issue.
And what kind of hours are they working? What kind of money are they making?
So it really depends on the facility. So the busier the facility, the higher the level, it goes up to a level 12. Those are the controllers getting paid the most. The problem with how this is structured right now is that they're also some of the more expensive areas to live in. So, for example, I was talking to one controller this morning, and this controller was mentioning how they can't even afford to live in the city that they're controlling in. Mm. So this particular controller commutes 50 miles one way to go work, and then coming back, and, you know, obviously another 50 miles, the median home price in this area, if this controller were to have to go to work or have to, you know, live in it, where they work, is median home price is like $800,000 for a house. Mm. This controller is making about $115,000 gross.
Yeah. Which is not, I know, for people making $30,000 a year, that seems like a lot of money, but really it isn't. When it comes to a long shift, a 50-mile drive, mm-hmm. you said? A long shift and then a 50-mile drive home. Boy, that's tough.
Right, and then filling up their tank with gas, it's you know, over $4 a gallon. So these really, really aren't wealthy people.
Scale of 1 to 10, now, how concerned are you about the future of air traffic controllers?
I'm fairly concerned. I mean, each time something like this happens, we just lose so many more controllers.
Wow.
So when I was saying that on a regular day, we're getting about five retirements a day, just regular retirements. But now we're seeing the people who are, like I said, you know, they've been in it for about 10 years, and they're saying, to hell with this, I can do something else.
Tipping point. Thank you. I appreciate your time as always. Melanie Dickman, we'll take a break, come back, talk about, is it better to rent or buy a home?
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem HealthShare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to health care that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at RedeemHealthShare.org.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.